的是圣灵同时用流失的时间已经到了。我看时间表，我是四点半才给我的，那谢谢你了。
According to the schedule, I'm supposed to start at 10:30.
因为我在的时候，可能半个小时，十分钟讲完我的道理。
Almost during
college,
I finished my message in 40 minutes.
然后上次是我们今年第一次组织聚会。
This is the first Sunday of this year.
然后大家准备祷告，希望在2016年开始的时候，我们就在桌子面前报圣旨我爱你。
To pray that at the first Sunday of year 2010, we want to come before the table and tell the Lord we love you. Thank you. anyone who turns to God will be changed. And no one who turns to the Holy Spirit will not be changed.
So
So we need to know that the flesh is corrupted, hardened, and ended, and then we get tired.
你不跟肉体争斗，肉体已经胜过你了，因为情欲跟肉体争，I'm always 一直在争斗。
Even without engaging the war with the flesh, you already lose. The flesh always loses in the war.
我为什么说百分之八九十的时间我们活在肉体里，因为我们不去理清楚。
Why do I say that about 78% or 89% of time we spend in the flesh? Because we're not aware, we don't feel the
flesh.
We're very used to the life in the flesh.
要活在圣灵里面，你要花功夫的，要用力的，要去学习的。
It takes time and then be very conscious in the mind to live in the spirit.
2 years ago,
2 years ago, I was on family visited Australia. We have to drive on the next one.
意思是我跟医生已经过了属灵的年，所以我们结婚纪念当时的这个聚会。
But last year we spent our 25th anniversary there, even though we had to speak on the day of anniversary.
所以聚会的时候，我们就配合的演出，哦，我们是继续去，他们说带我们去。
For our speaking engagement, we spent we took 2 days off, and then the host. They
are insisted
that they
would
take us along. They say, you're used to driving on the right side of the road for over 30 years. What if something happens because you're not used to driving on the left
side?
Of course, we did not agree.
他们说非常的好，我们明明不是我们的事，我们在前面开路，你在后面跟。And
then they said, okay, if you don't want to ride in the same car with us, we will drive ahead of you in another car.
这个就有点像什么使用什么虚心圣灵，他走完你就走完，这样就没错了。It's
like the example of the DJ yesterday. You follow the Holy Spirit, you just follow wherever they go.
啊，那些人他又说不用。
After renting a car, I spent about 2 hours. Because we're so used to driving on the right hand side of the road.
当你真的从左边的时候，你一定要用心的。
And so when you drive on the left-hand side, you really have to pay attention, be very conscious about it. And my 2,000-pound child,
this is just not going to work.
It takes an effort. So whenever we want to not walk according to the flesh, it takes an effort. So if we easily go to our life, because we live in the realm of flesh. So we need to be turned and converted. But the Holy Spirit came to help us. So that our mind would not be on the things of the flesh, but So we have to know that death of Christ that encompasses all things, and in that death we are crucified with Christ already. From here on, we are no longer debtors to the flesh to obey. Anyone who lives by the flesh will die.
我们不仅仅不信他的圣神，顺从他。那我们不能够坚持住的，但是去obey。我们反而可以靠着圣灵去抵御这些。所以，靠着Holy Spirit，我们可以不仅仅抵御这些肉体的表现，肉体的个性的信心，我们可以靠着圣灵不断的去消除掉。
So we have to know that the path is not just to suffer.
But
this is very positive And we might suffer as we take down ourselves and carry our cross and follow Jesus. But there's a more positive and joyful side of the cross. So that we may live as Christ. So the suffering is not the goal of God. Purpose of God. No longer I, it's not the purpose of God. But Christ is the goal.
道空不是目的, 拆毁不是目的,
to be empty is not the goal.
充满建造才是神的目的,
but to be filled and edified, that is the purpose of God.
神今天在我们身上做一个工作, 在我们脱离肉体的瑕疵, 然后进入神的原始方.
So today God is continually working on one thing. It's so that we can be set free from the bondage of the flesh and to be
like God.
Cross, get rid of the old creation and bring forth the new creation. And to get rid of the bondage of the flesh to bring forth the freedom in the Holy Spirit. So today we will look at the second part. Walk according to the Spirit.
所以我们说过，我们要有第一轮的认识，记得保全，持续正直，持续做恶，持续的一直做。So
we need to have the knowledge on the first level through the first one. We get rid of our sins.
好，然后我们接着十字架，我们被当作圣灵里的基督。And
through Christ we are led to the freedom in the Holy Spirit.
那今天早上我们总是学习圣灵，我只能很简短的提三个点。
Today, as we talk about walking according to the Spirit, I mentioned three things.
将来在我们的实习里面会讲得更细一点。
In the future, I'll go into more details.
当我们要讲到学习圣灵的时候。As
we talk about only according to the Spirit,
知道三件重要的事情。Three
things we need to know.
第一个事情，我们需要对于圣灵的内住要有真实的认识。
First, we need the true knowledge of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
知道圣灵的内住是一个巨伟大的事实。
To know that indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the greatest truth.
圣灵住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit lives within us.
这件事情重要到一个地步。
It is so important.
保罗说：“岂不知？”
Paul said, "Don't you know?"
就是你岂不知道？
How can you not know?
一个人有几个情况啊？
How many speakers do you have?
Well,
no, it's very easy.
这个弄水摸火或者烧，没人知道。
You get burned if you touch the fire, everyone knows.
所以你手上还是用水不知道它升上去。
Being foolish, might touch the fire.
它马上就会被烫到。
And then you will get burned easily.
所以保罗讲这个，不是像这种生活里面应该知道的事情。
When Paul says, don't you know, he talks as if this is a very common thing.
而且谁不知道你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头。
And he says, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And the Holy Spirit comes from God.
我们有人不知道你家里的住在哪儿。
Of these friends, don't you know who lives in your house? Like that brother you mentioned about this girl, but she used to come to visit my house also. We had a papaya tree in the backyard, and she loved the papayas from that tree. Whenever we heard that she was coming, then we were refrained from eating papaya for many days. And I still remember she being so lovely whenever she took.
She ate the papaya from our house.
And then if there were other guests, we might not save the papaya. they might not like them. forever we shall pursue Jesus.
当我们的心始终在耶稣身上。
With our mind focused on Jesus.
你发现圣灵一直带领我们进入到这个平台。
We will discover the Holy Spirit will bring us into His presence.
不要这样，我们不能够因为看不见他就说他不存在，对不对？
We cannot say that He does not exist because we cannot see.
就像只是一个大学的一个医生的角色，在那里草草根根去认识他，我们什么看不到。又听不到，又摸不到，为什么会去相信神呢？
But the professor in college, who is an atheist, he said, God, we cannot see, we cannot touch, therefore there is no God.
他们班上有一个基督徒的学生很勇敢的站起来。
And also, very courageous Christian student stood up.
他说教授
，Professor，
请问你有脑袋吗？
Yes, do you have a brain?
他说好多神说当然有脑袋。
And then you do not feel you're dumb because you see your brain being very small. We know that we do have
brains,
but we don't have any hearts.
So
you may be very dumb and without much knowledge, but you know that they
exist.
When Sarah and David were gone, we bought them some toys.
And the father
is trying to call the teacher and call 911 when somebody will come. And I pretended to lie on the ground and call 911
when
somebody will come. Trust me, we all grow from immaturity to
And
so they were trying to rescue me and listen to me. They don't know where my heart is,
so
listen to my
feet. We're
being foolish and being deceived by the enemy for too long. Actually, the Lord's been there forever. He's been there all
the time. But
the spark says that the most of the scheme of the enemy is to deceive. So what is deception? You think you have, but you do not. You do not know, but yet you think you do. You do not understand, but you think you do understand. That's why Paul says, we think we know, but actually we do not. We say we know the control of the Holy Spirit, but we agree that our body is corrupted, but we do not really know how corrupted it is. If we truly know, we will be different. The other side of that, another thing about deception is that we do have and we trust to do. So we often pray that, oh Lord, please come into my heart. But He's already there. And that is deception. When the older brother tells us, his younger brother and sisters, what is the greatest thing in the world? Josh, what is it?
Me?
That is a work of the enemy, the eyes of the spiritual eyes closed, everything is
blind.
We cannot inherit the great inheritance or enjoy the blessings or see the great
glory. So the first
thing we need to know is that of the indwelling Holy
Spirit.
May the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding. That we may
choose to see
that we enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
Spend 1 minute. That you will not listen to the sermon. Only do one
thing. Focus all of your attention, your emotion to within.
There's a great gift within us, and it
neglected on us for a long time. Two things we do. First, praise and thank His
Jesus.
Just believe whatever He says. Lord, thank you for being humble and come into my heart.
Second,
that asks Him to help us to know gradually, to get to know more and enjoy more, experience more of His
indwelling.
The Holy Spirit, we ask Him to help us. Let's spend 1 minute
to praise
Him. A very pure faith. Thank you.
How do you feel?
How do you feel? You feel like dying? The love is so real.
It's
here with us forever.
It's
always waiting for us to turn and to be near to
Him.
But this satisfaction of meeting Him in such a short time cannot be compared with anything else.
And
the enemy comes to make us busy in so many things.
And
we're attracted by so many other things.
And
we spend our time being busy with all these things that are being corrupted and with often praise the indwelling of Jesus with faith. That we will stop all things and just come into the most holy place to behold and worship this great
King.
The Holy Spirit came to help us. We need to have personal experience and knowledge of
the Holy Spirit.
The second thing is that we need to have first-hand experience of the mighty working of the Holy Spirit.
We
have to examine and be sensitive to the working of the Holy Spirit within.
Are
doing things that very basic and convenient system.
第一个说我们其实已经提过了，我们单独就是里面也跟他们列了，就是约翰一书第1章27节讲到恩膏的教训。First
thing, we will look at 1 John 2:27 by the anointing.
好的，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，基督的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
This pay attention to the anointing.
是在什么事上?
Of the what
things?
The all things. But brother, he says there aren't that many things in our life.
如果我们不在上学习跟随圣灵，我们就不可能跟随圣灵。
If we do not learn how to follow the Holy Spirit in small things, the anointing is so real that it will teach us concerning all things. So as I said, about 90% of the Christians spend 90% of the time outside of the Holy Spirit. Because we often neglect it. And we do not receive and acknowledge the working of the Holy Spirit. The real working of the Holy Spirit will teach us concerning all things. I'm sure many of us can give a lot of examples and testimonies. But we should all have the experience.
你这个丢了圣灵没有丢进去，你说啊，我就整个圣灵把你整个去捡起来。But
if you miss the trash can, the Holy Spirit might tell you to go back and throw it again.
我们服侍主的也一样。
We ministers the same way.
去年就是2009年9月以前，我是新加坡牧师的时候。
A few months ago, I was serving in Hong Kong.
跟我一起当大队长的也是兄弟姊妹。
There was another speaker, Brother Song.
He said that
his early 20s, he was called to a full-time ministry.
He
was first invited to preach the gospel somewhere
else.
Then he spent several months to prepare that gospel message. I did the same thing. I spent 2 months preparing my first sermon. Spent a lot of time, several months to pray for the message, memorize all the Bible verses. And then he took the training.
为了要保持主的同在，他就在我身上才不看风景，闭着眼睛。
In order to keep the presence of the Holy Spirit, he will not look at the scenery but on the
tree. He
wanted to go there and preach the gospel without any distraction.
他说就是他闭眼睛闭到一半的时候，突然，他就说，这里有一个题目，前面有一个题目。Just
as he was closing his eyes, and the word says, "Do not speak about that topic, but something else." He was so surprised and shocked that he opened his eyes. And he said, "Deborah, how can it be? I never preached that topic and I'm not prepared." For us who have experienced that anointing, we know what that is. If you follow and obey the anointing, the anointing will increase, and then you have more peace. But if you disobey, and then the anointing will stop. And to be a carnal mind that is dead, the brother is talking about the feeling of death. When you open the mouth and sing very joyfully, and suddenly a breath enters into your mouth, and then your whole body feels so So he kept bargaining with the Lord. What is the beast? And then I'm almost arriving and I have to pinch food. But the Lord did not say anything else but say, speak this topic.
所以他们说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他们就是说，他
But that the Holy Spirit's work was so great, he never experienced it before.
我在中国大陆的第一次被人家录的这个录影叫做《丰丰富富进神国》。
And my first DVD recorded in China was Entering into the Kingdom of God Abundantly.
那个是八年之前的。
I spoke about it
8 years ago.
Before I went, I spent several months preparing for the to preach on the book of Leviticus. As I boarded the airplane, the Lord changed my topic. The Holy Spirit instantly gave me 5 topics in my mind. And then all 5 message topics consisted of 8 characters. So the first thing we want to experience the Holy Spirit is to obey the new the teaching of the Lord. Please do not think that there's a Lord inside of you that
is
In the Old Testament time, only a special person with a special mission will be anointed. Prophets and kings, no one else will be anointed. When a person is anointed by the sacred oil, this person is being consecrated. And then he belongs to God. For a special sacred purpose.
就是当我们讲恩高上去的时候，到底是不是一个道德的体面？你要知道，你是被神分别为圣，然后为着一个荣耀的使命。
So when we talk about the teaching of the anointing, please do not think that there's a God in you, but actually you are being consecrated and separated for a special mission.
当圣灵感动你，就把电视关掉。
When the Holy Spirit moves you and they turn on the TV,
你不要想这件事情。
Please do not take it lightly.
这是神的高你帮你分别出来，让神高你重新重新一个神圣的使命，胜过世界的王国。Because
the Lord is anointing you to pursue to perform a special mission to overcome the
world.
Nothing that do not last for
us
long. Everything is permissible when we will not be bound by it.
当恩膏感动我们的时候，我们身上有一个大的托付，叫胜过世界。
When the anointing moves you, there's a great mission for you to overcome the world. If the Lord moves you to apologize to someone for the language that you use,
是您在这里引导我们，分别我们，然后胜过肉体，胜过骄傲。
It is the Lord anointing you, so you will overcome the pride and your flesh.
重新一个伟大的见证时。
To perform something great in the
虽然不能扫厕所，我们更不是心为爱组织扫厕所，这是一件荣耀的事情。
When others will not clean up the bathroom, we joyfully clean up the bathroom. It is a great commission.
我们被神分别为圣。
Okay, in these troubles to Buddha, but now he's no longer in the considered part of the solar system. So he goes back to the Buddha and come back to work because so this is a small solar system, so it takes so long to
travel.
It's just one of the of millions and millions of thousands. So God is so great. God will even be
compassionate.
Because He's so great, He's willing to hide Himself. And this power is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could or think. And the greatest power, the greatest transformation is to change us. Please do not make the mistake that since God is so abundant, maybe we can ask for $5 million. Maybe
they ask
people will say, how about giving a new sports car? Let me tell you, it is so easy just like this that for God to give you $5 million for a new sports car. It is harder to, for God to change you from greedy for the material things to love God. One day you will discover that you no longer long for such
glorious,
but you wish for the fulfillment and the purpose of God. And that is the miracle of Jesus. Thirdly, manifestation. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses
7-9.
As we said, there's a power within us. Not only that, we work within us. Transforming our lives. To fulfill all good things. But this great power will be manifested from us. To manifest, to show the testimony. So as the work of the Holy Spirit, there will be consequences. So what will that show? So be helpless on every side, but not crushed, the being perplexed, but not despair, but persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. All circumstances to come upon us. Because we lack the first hand knowledge of Him. As we are led into certain circumstances, maybe we will not like it. Because all these situations will bring us into a hopeless state that we cannot do anything but God.
But
as we go through, we realize that we actually have a treasure in this system. So that the
strength
and power is of God, not of us.
Through
the Holy Spirit and through God, without them, we can actually be overcomers and more than conquerors. So this is actually to be a real treasure?
我们怎么认识他？
So how do we know him?
就从我们跟他的话语里面认识。
Through all circumstances, we get to know him.
我们展示一下。
Let's imagine.
你把两千零九组的学生带一个人带到今天。
Suppose we bring someone of Jesus' time to now, someone who lived 2,000 years ago.
你把一个史实消化、掰过可以做的事情，今天告诉他。
So and let's not tell him how iPhone or Samsung can do.
但是你就是把这个史实交给他。
But you give him a mission.
啊，你说，新东升的，你帮我们送一个礼物到他家去，你帮我去问候他。
And then says, okay, now this is sure that he had a baby. Please then go and greet her.
And tell us that there's
a baby boy or girl and how many pounds and it's just well. So this person has got running for 13 miles.
And then he's coming back. And
then
he says, okay, this is the九村在做这个实验，但你跑到九村里面告诉他。
So then say okay, you tell Mr. 九村 because she's going out to
prepare. 我们上个礼拜回来，我们上个礼拜。
So this person will run to her house, maybe 7 miles and come back.
然后我们说，哎呀，这个感觉长什么样子？你可以帮我们，然后我们知道他长什么样。
And then we say okay, please describe how this baby looks like.
跑到那边画个老半天，不知道画成什么。
And we'll go to the baby and start start drawing the baby.
哇，第二天，然后这个所有手机的工作，你通通叫这个人现在是做不了。
This person cannot perform all the functions of his cell phone. He cannot do it.
Phone, camera. 啊，要他记录整个会议的过程，录音他也不行。
Or he cannot record the meeting minutes.
啊，这句话是不行。
Cannot be a GPS.
然后我们叫他去查什么资料，他也没有自己的名誉。
And then we ask him to search for some information. He doesn't have a dictionary.
Oh, when I'm asking someone to
find it, and then asking where does it
put
off, and he doesn't know.
Okay, but
everything is in the computer.
You just find
everything in the computer. As we receive all these requirements, then we realize how precious.
Oh, this is Jesus. I'm doing this for you.
I feel sorry for Jesus because I use this worldly example.
所以我们里面的宝贝啊，宝贝啊，宝贝。
We have this great, great treasure.
因为你就是那个不一样的，就不可以成为工人。
We should not from now on walk differently and don't want to be downtrodden.
所以，所以一方面接到帮助。
So when he first spoke to him,
保罗讲到底上的时候
，Paul continued.
他就说身上带着耶稣的死。
Because we carry about the death of Jesus, so that the love of Jesus may be revealed in us. The death is the work in us. The life is the work in us. So this work, the manifestation, so that in all circumstances we realize we can overcome.
另外一方面是在非常积极的里面，我们这个带着耶稣的生命和荣美。
And the other hand, being very positive, we carry about the glory of Jesus.
有那个叫别人的生命。
The others may receive knowledge.
生在别人身上。
The life will be working in others.
啊，第三个。
Thirdly.
我们不光讲了对圣灵的认识，还有清楚的认识。
Not only that, we should have the true knowledge and controlling the Holy
Spirit. 我们说对圣灵的运行有第一手的经历。
We should have first-hand experience of the mighty working of the Holy Spirit.
经历他高某的工作，在我们里面分别为圣。
That the work of the Almighty will consecrate us.
经历他运行的工作，在我们里面生命的改变和成就为善事。
And that the working of the Holy Spirit will transform us to do good.
经历着众人的使命，让我们能够做荣耀的见
证。Through the mighty manifestation, we can become glorious testimony.
啊，第三方面，我们对圣灵需要有的就是要随从圣灵，接圣灵的引导生活。
The first thing we need to know is the blessed life of walking according to the Holy Spirit and being spiritual minded.
啊，这些我们将来会细讲，但是我们用经文做一个简单的帮忙就好了。继续读八章，我这里写了一个字。
Let's read through Romans chapter 8 verses 1 through 2 and
3. 而如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，决定这事情，让我们不再被定罪了。
The first thing that we're no longer condemned.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了我们，
使我们脱离主的私的欲，这样的定罪不光是借着耶稣保守的秩序因此生于定罪。
We not be condemned, not only that,
but
we are in
commitment
to the
grace
of Jesus Christ, so that we will no longer be condemned.
Even
after we are saved, we will no longer be condemned because the law of the Spirit that in Christ Jesus has made us free. So that we will be free from the law of sin and death.
这件事情呢，它就是律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人心上。
So that the righteous requirement of the law will be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but the Spirit.
这个是丰盛的救恩跟他的旨意可以成就在我们身上。
And the fullness of salvation is free to be fulfilled in him.
这是第二件事情。
So this is the second thing.
那接下来我们读五节到六节。
And we will
be
Romans chapter 8, verses
为什么你看见有些人非常的平静？
You see, some people seem to be very peaceful.
环境是动不了，防不住的。
They cannot be provoked by circumstances.
因为在圣灵的里面，他得到的就是圣的安息和满足。
Because in the Holy Spirit, they enjoy the deep satisfaction and rest.
因为他的生活是学习圣灵的生活，所以他不断的得生命，而且能够丰盛生命。
Because they live a life that is following the Holy Spirit, so they will continue to draw light from the Holy Spirit. If they obey the Holy Spirit, they will have no condemnation, and for they are full of peace.
第四点是说，我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的，随时随地我都得的秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
腓立比书4:11-13。
那我们随时存在随时，我们都靠着加给我力量的，我的心灵。
Everywhere in everything that Paul says, I learned to do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
有一个英文的翻译说到 ，I have strength in for all things in Him that gives me power. 就在那个加给我力量词的里面啊，我能够凡事都能做。
I have strength in Him who gives me power.
他的里面所有力量。
Gives me power from within.
But
I can do the things that I could not before.
So,
in when the first railroad of the rail tracks were built,
and the engineers tell the traveling people that this locomotive can travel
this long on the railroad
track.
Oh, how far that would be. So they gather more than 90 people to push the locomotive. And of course, the engineer says, oh, it doesn't work this way. It
does
not mean that 90 people to push the locomotive. So this is only the run. To be content in all things. Because with the Lord is enough. I've seen a song before we
end.
I've seen Psalm 250. So we long to be filled with the Holy Spirit more.
到空中，他就充满
这是我们当得的份。
This is our portion.
这
Something you have accomplished on the cross. And
then
the one before us, before the Father. And this is our inheritance. And this should be our daily experience. It should be our daily life. God help us. That we're truly willing to follow you and to walk according to the very heart of
flesh.
To set us free from being weak and unproductive. That we get to live in the freedom of the Holy Spirit. To live in a abundant life. To live in intimate relationship with the Lord. Lord, thank you. At the beginning of the new year, we ask to bless everyone here. We pray that you will bless our physical body, our spirit, and our emotion, our family, our work. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I'm going to go to the hospital.